This is the Tani Talks Sessions, where we talk a topic for the week for the audience members to keep. All of my podcasts are available on all podcast forums, minus Google Podcasts, which has been disbanded. But they're on iTunes, they're on Spotify, they're on Yidpod, they're on Amazon, and now the Tani Talks Music one, which is all my songs from over the years that I should put into my mind, 40-plus songs, my voice, my guitar, especially acoustic guitar, is available on different podcast forums, including Amazon Music and Stitcher and the like. Go check it out. Very cool that we're able to do that. And the different episodes are available. You could always Google Tani Talks Music. You could Google Tani Talks this, Tani Talks that, Tani Talks Parsha, of course, Tani Talks Sessions, Tani Talks Perkei Avos, Tani Talks OT, Tani Talks Daf. We have a whole Tani Talks series. We have a channel on Aki Radio, which is the best radio player, in my opinion, in the Jewish world, and we're also on 24/6. We are trying to get different places, but look out for us so that you could hear us on the different forums and the different formats. So look for previous episodes there. And just so you know, the OT1 and the DAF1 both have the minute outlook. You know how there's a big movement out there in different types of WhatsApp groups, different types of organizations where we have the minute, because nowadays we want people to focus. So the therapy minute is the OT1. From an OT's perspective, and the DAF minute is the DAF one, where either we're looking at a couple DAFim or a DAF, and we take a lesson and we try to get it, spin it in 1 minute. But here on the Tani Talk Sessions, we try to get a topic for that week. And we talked a different time about music. We talked about the guitar. And this time I want to talk about writing, and hopefully we'll look at reading again. I was a big fan, always a big fan of writing, always a big fan of reading, especially the Jewish books, but that's not for now. But writing is so crucial. Writing is so important. There are many different handwriting programs. You know, I'm a pediatric OT by trade, a pediatric occupational therapist by trade. And one of the main things we do in the DOE, in the public schools in New York, I live in Long Island, but work in the Queens borough, in Queens, the borough of Queens. And one of the main things we do is we work on writing. We want the kids to hold the writing utensil, which means the crayon or the marker or the pen or the pencil, whatever it may be, the highlighter, whatever it may be. We want them to hold it the right way, the best way. And we want them to hold it with the thumb, the pointer, and the middle finger holding that instrument. On one side is the thumb, and the other side is the pointer and the middle finger. And we want them to hold that item, that hold that writing instrument. So a lot of activities, a lot of ideas that I have, thanks to Hashem, focuses on that tripod grasp, focuses on the way we write, the way we hold it, the way that it should really be held, and we want it to be. So whether it be a bubble activity, like I did with my club here, I started running a club, working with a club that I came up with for the local school in our community. My wife works in that school, and I wanted to do a club so that my kids could come and other kids could come, and I could continue what I did in the summer, where I worked in a local camp, and we did hands-on activities every day from my OT perspective. And now we started that, and one of the activities we did was bubble popping, but I didn't want them to pop the bubbles by grabbing the bubble or by pointing their finger at it. I wanted them to hold something that would allow them to pop it. So I asked them, the kids in the group, we had 9 kids plus my 3 older kids in the group, and I wanted them to pop the bubbles using the straw. I wanted them to hold the straw with the 3-jaw chuck or the tripod grasp, the thumb on one side, the pointer and the middle finger on the other side. We have a lot of activities. We'll talk about this on the Tani Talks OT show. And we do that a whole season, many years ago. We had many, 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 many activities that I went through to do that. And that was one thing. And I also asked them to hold a pipe cleaner to pop the bubbles. And I wanted them to write their name with the backwards fork into Model Magic, which is like a type of Play-Doh. And then we put different pieces into the balloons, and we blew up balloons for them to do some macaroni pieces I wanted them to put in, all using that 3-jaw chuck, that tripod grasp, using those 3 power fingers, we call it, the 3 main fingers. The 3 main writing fingers, the real power grasp is from the other 2 fingers when you hold a hammer or whatnot. But we want it to be that way, and writing is such a crucial thing. Of course, cutting as well, and I want them to hold the fork and the spoon right as well. I want them to be able to dress. I want them to be able to write and color. I want them to be able to do different things, and we give them the sensory input also, especially in District 75, working with the kids that have the special needs, whether on the tricycle that we go around the hallways, or the wagon we go around the hallways, or the Ziggle bike we go around the hallways. Of course, there's a seed room sometimes we use that has a swing, and there are different ways of giving the input with the weighted vests and different ways of doing that. But really, it comes down to the writing. Handwriting Without Tears is an amazing, amazing handwriting program. I kind of wish I thought of it, and I wish there was one for Hebrew letters as well. And there's TV Teacher as well, two very big programs that work on writing, that work on that fascinating, needed aspect of writing. And the question becomes, and the debate becomes, why is writing so important? Why is handwriting so important? Obviously, I would argue from my perspective that there are the muscles involved and the ligaments involved and the nerves involved and the sensory aspects and the motoric aspects, and writing is crucial to express yourself. But in the age of technology, in the age of laziness, I would say also, and in the age of AI, which I had a big problem with, you know, I taught a class this past summer. I was a college professor for one of these online programs, a men's program, and I did not like how AI can do everything for you. I like that it could help make things, but it shouldn't do everything for you. When you have these AI things and you have, besides for the social media platforms, but you have talk-to-text programs and text-to-speech programs and programs that literally could do everything for you, that could write for you. Even back in the day, you know, before all these crazy innovations came, back in the day when I was a kid and we just had typing, typing is so different than writing. And yeah, we want the kids to be as independent as possible in many aspects, in many areas. And I want them to be independent, want them to be able to type, but not to the exclusion, or not to the replacement, rather, of writing. Because writing is very crucial on many levels. You want to be able to write things. You want to be able to write checks. You want to be able to write to people, write letters to people. You want to be able to write things down. Writing is like fundamental. Scissors and cutting also is a major skill, but writing is fundamental, and there's a whole debate if script should still be in the schools or not. I grew up, I had to do script, and I remember it was just a number of years ago before the public school system felt like they were going to do away with it. And I argued, and I was thinking, why do away with it? You know, script is a good thing to teach. Script is a good thing to know. How is someone going to sign their name? How are they going to write their signature on something? And of course, there are all these doc programs, these document apps that allow you to pre-populate it or to type it in and sign it in that way. And yes, there is typing, and yes, there is all these apps, but I think there is a fundamental basis, a fundamental need to write, a fundamental need to have handwriting. And I was told just today that there's a difference really between writing and handwriting. Writing is, you know, using the pencil to get things on the paper, but handwriting is actually doing letters and numbers and words. And handwriting has a progression. You got to do the vertical lines and the horizontal lines, the X's and the pluses, and then move on to simple shapes like a circle and a square, and you move on to complex shapes like hexagons. Then you move on to, you know, forming the letters, forming the words, and forming numbers. These are things that are built upon, that we move upon. But we want it to be that we build up to actual writing, because there's nothing like actually writing on a paper, the pen to the paper. There's something different about it, the sensory aspect of it and the motoric aspect of it. Making that actual letter is different. I could write all my notes for my Fievel books. You know, my Fine Fievel is one of my pet projects, one of my babies. I call it, not my biological children, obviously, but blood, sweat, and tears that went into this book on lulu.com, L-U-L-U. You could buy it, Fine Fievel, F-I-N-D, space F-I-V-E-L. If you want the link, email me at maximumtee7@gmail.com. Happy to send it to you. That took 6 years in the making, and I wrote notes many times over the 6 years that it took me to really ferment the project from 2018 till really 2024, when I finally published it. It was 5 years to build the concept and a year to put it to paper to build the book. That was like a really, really difficult project, a lot of work, every single aspect, every single concept. But I could have written the ideas on paper by pen or by pencil. I obviously wrote it on the phone to keep it in the cloud, to keep it on hand as much as possible. Tons of ideas, tons of aspects, thanks to Hashem. But really, it would have been a whole different aspect, a whole different thinking if I wrote it down on paper. And in the summer, when I was doing the activities for the kids in day camp, and I went with my older two, and hopefully in the future, the third to oldest will come also, the girlie. When I wrote it on paper, it was a different feeling. It was a different aspect. It was a different way. Writing has many benefits. Writing has many elements to it, and writing can be beneficial for so many aspects besides for just the OT perspective, for the fine motor, for the writing, having the letters and the numbers on the paper, having the proper form and space and size and alignment to the line. But there are many benefits to it. There's many benefits to it. We look at the website plusapn.com. Mental health aspects of writing is clutch. There's expressive therapy. You use writing, you use journaling and self-expression through the written word. It's a tool for the therapeutic process. Traditional talk therapy can be seen as the talking cure. Writing therapy can be seen as the writing cure. Writing can be effective reducing physical and psychological health symptoms. Research has shown that there are many benefits of writing therapy, reducing depression symptoms, improving anxiety symptoms, improvements in trauma or post-traumatic stress, we should have known from such things, improved behavioral patterns, reduced behavioral patterns. But there's more involved. It really can help. Besides for writing therapy, there's also journaling. It could be different. There are distinctions between keeping a diary or a journal. Today was a good day. Today was a wonderful day. Today I did X, Y, and Z. Today I had a happy day. Today I didn't have any episodes. I didn't give in to my anger. I didn't give in to this or that or that. But there's a difference between journaling and writing therapy, because journaling and keeping a diary is different. A lot of times it's very emotional. It's very personal, related to your struggles or related to your feelings and your thoughts. And sometimes writing can be different than that. Targeted versus free form. Writing therapy is really by targeted prompts or exercises provided by a therapist, delving into deeper issues, addressing underlying challenges, understanding emotional responses. In contrast, journaling, keeping a diary, is typically free-form with no real goal in mind. So, for example, journaling could be, today I had a good day. Today I didn't fall to my anger, I didn't fall to X, Y, or Z. People struggling with addiction, struggling with difficulties, struggling with whatever they may have, whatever may be bothering them, or whatever might be difficult for them. Everyone has to work with whatever they need to deal with on a daily basis. Writing therapy could be, I need to write about X. So I was seeing someone every week. I think it's very important for people to talk to people, whether you deal with anxiety or you deal with depression or you deal with struggling with this or that. That guy's struggling with his phone. That guy's struggling with his smoking. That guy's struggling with his alcohol. That guy with drugs. We should never know from any of these things. But, you know, I have different things, unresolved issues, unresolved aspects, especially from the loss of two very close family members over the years. One I lost at 9, my dad, and one I lost at 20, my brother. And I don't think I ever really got closure, and I have a lot of difficulties in life dealing with anger and frustration and impatience and many different aspects. So I was talking to someone over the past few years, and it switched a couple of times, and most recently, the most recent guy had to close up shop to focus on his private practice, but we hope that a new guy will take over. And I specifically like talking to a guy who is a from religious Jewish guy who could really understand me. But when I talked to this person, he had me deal with like some unresolved things, a letter to write to my dad, a letter to write to this person, a letter to write to my brother I could write to, even though they can't see it, even though they can't actually read it, even though they're gone from this world, obviously they're in the next world, the real world of truth in the world of the souls in the next world with God. But it still is a writing exercise, and it still felt very good. Obviously, it probably would have been better to write on paper, but I didn't want to lose the paper. I didn't want it to get torn or destroyed by my rambunctious five, by the children, to get rid of it. So I wrote it down, and I started the process. And anyone that gives you difficulty, you know, if you're estranged from your cousin, you're estranged from your dad or your mom, or you're estranged from a friend, you could sit down and write a letter to that person. You don't have to send it to that person, but it was a very strong exercise for me personally. It's a very strong exercise and allows you to deal with the emotions involved, allows you to tackle the issue, allows you to tackle whatever might be going on in your life. If you have someone that you cut off your life due to dangerous mental health difficulties or need for boundaries or need for this or that, this is a way to do it. It could be unresolved, but it could be at least put on the paper. It could be typed on the page. It could be written from your phone in the Notes app. I really love that Notes app. Very helpful. These are things that could be done, especially with writing. There's also a difference between analysis and recording. A journal, a diary, is like a record of history keeping. showing the events in the past days or weeks. Writing therapy, though, is a space to analyze emotional or mental reactions to an event. For example, Daryl had a difficult time walking into the store. His kids went a little crazy, and he blew up at them, was furious at them. They ran around the store. They almost knocked over a very expensive lamp. I don't know why you bring kids to a store like Bed Bath & Beyond, but let's say that's a hypothetical example. So he sits down and writes about it. Why was I so triggered? Why was I so mad? Why was I so angry? It could be that my mom brought me when I was 12 years old, and I destroyed a floor model of a certain type of painting, and she screamed at me, and she told me, don't come out of my room for 2 hours, and I felt the PTSD from that, and it came off onto my kids, and I was able to control it. Just a simple example. Writing in this aspect could be a reaction to an event that happened. There's also assisted versus self-guided. Writing therapy process is guided and supported by a mental health professional. Like, my person told me to write X, Y, or Z. It was his idea to do so. Journaling is self-guided, self-driven, really. There's also obviously overlap between the two, but there are still aspects involved. There's a process as well. When you go through the process, you go through the writing process. And by the way, a person who's a writer, who's an author, my wife is the writer of the Fine Five book. She wrote all the poems, and she edited and made sure that everything made sense, and really wrote the intro and outro as well, including the bios and the dedications and whatnot. She really was able to fine-tune it to the best degree possible. And she really had books in the making. She wrote for H.com 4 times as well. When you're a writer, when you write it down page by page on a paper, it's different than writing on a laptop. You know, all these movies, these funny movies, these Hallmark movies especially, show all these authors, all these writers that all they do all day is write, which is probably not very realistic. They have their laptop in front of them, and they're typing, and they're typing, and they're typing, they're writing, and they're writing, they're writing. I wonder if people ever actually write on paper to pen, pen to paper, write in the physical paper, and how it must be a different feeling than if you're typing the book out on a computer. But it is a process, and it does need to go through different steps to be able to get to the writing aspect that's necessary for you. You got to set the intentions right away. Make sure that you know where you're going or what you want to do. Think about what you want to do, how it can help you, what can be. Maybe you want it for a social connection, maybe you want it for emotional regulation, maybe you want it for motivation, maybe you want to be able to experience positive emotions, maybe you want to deal with. Maybe a person needs to fight thoughts and self-harm, God forbid, or a person has sleep difficulties. There are reasons why you want to work on different symptoms and how writing can help you. Find what you want to write for or how writing can help you, and you could find a prompt and you could find a way that allow you to move on in the stages. Writing and journaling, once you have your prompts in hand, your intentions set, then write itself. It could be done at home. It could be outside different hours. It could be, you could write by the lake. You could write in Starbucks. If you want privacy, maybe don't write in Starbucks. But find out ways to do it. Make sure that you write what you need to write about. You write in reaction to things. Maybe you're anxious. Maybe you're afraid. Maybe a different interaction and goal like you want. You can write anything you want at any time you want. You can write different strategies that can help you. Figure out the minutiae involved so that you could really have it help you. There's also reflection. Make sure you analyze and reflect what you've written, what you write. Think about on your own how to reflect, or with other people how you reflect, or with the therapist. Working with a person can help you get closer to the person, and they can help you better, but can also allow you to understand your writing even better. There's so many benefits. So many benefits. It's really about clarity. Putting your thoughts, emotions, and experiences into words really can have a tremendous effect on a person, especially someone with disorders, mental health disorders, depression, anxiety. When emotions are extremely overwhelming, putting them into plain language on paper can really help it. Follow the rules of writing, but make sure it helps you. It also is very cathartic. I talk about music, I talk about my guitar, how cathartic it is. Putting your thoughts and emotions on paper is very cathartic. It can feel like a great weight has been lifted off of your shoulders. It's emotionally releasing and can reduce different symptoms and can help you feel better about yourself, stop worrying, stop fretting, stop feeling negative about things in general. It can help build a therapeutic relationship with other people. It can help lead to self-discovery. It can help you find out things about yourself. Writing is really crucial. Writing is really key to help you in your life. It definitely can help for different disorders, for different things. It can help alongside if a person has to take medication or has cognitive things or different aspects. But really, writing can be fantastic and can be so helpful. Writing is even taught to the kids. You know, they have homework. They have to write this. They have to write that. They have to trace this. They have to trace that. They have to color this. They have to color that. Writing can really be a tremendous, tremendous help. It could be a wonderful aspect, a wonderful way to put thoughts to the paper. And I don't want to talk just about writing, just about handwriting, just about the words. But also, if you think about it, there's so many things nowadays, so many fads nowadays when it comes to stress relievers. A huge thing now, if you believe it, is coloring books for adults. It's been the past couple of years as well. When you sit down and you color and you just take out a book, I've gotten from my wife a few times over the years, but you sit down and you follow the color by number, color by letter is very big for adults, besides for coloring books for adults, and you take out color pencils if that's your thing, or you want markers, or you want crayons, or stencils to write as well, highlighters, whatever you want to use. Whatever you want to use is a good way to go about it, but it's a real therapeutic medium to color and to write and to journal. There are many, many types of journals, by the way. Highly customizable ones, highly personal ones, where it could be related to whatever you're doing. There are so many out there on Amazon alone. If you go look, they have ones that are for authors, ones for musicians, one for this, one for that, because it's a real thing. Writing, coloring, drawing also. I used to love to draw as a kid. Now, not so much, but even writing on the board. And if you're going to write, by the way, with kids in the classroom or at home, try to write in standing, because when you're sitting, gravity is assisting you. You're not fighting gravity. It's not as hard to make sure you have the good grasp, the good way to hold the pencil. If you have a smart board, you have a Promethean board, and you have the kids stand next to the board and pick up the whiteboard function, and you have those pens, which we try to use to mimic the real pen on the paper, but you stand, you're fighting gravity when you're standing and writing versus when you're sitting, and you have them write on the board, write letters, write numbers, write words. You could play Pictionary on the board, you could play Hangman on the board, you could play Tic-Tac-Toe on the board, you can make up different games, you can make your own Battleship on the board, which I've done. Different games you could play and different aspects you could do, all elements of writing. We want you to have that three-jaw chalk. We want you to have that tripod grasp where you're holding the writing element. And if you want to use it as a stress reliever, you want to use it as a therapeutic tool, you want to journal, you want to just be involved in writing therapy, those are all really good things to do, because writing is key. Writing is super important. Writing is super crucial, super basic to life and basic to all things. I write a shopping list. If a person can't write, they really can't be involved in a lot of things. In the olden days, way, 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 way in history, a lot of people weren't literate. A lot of people couldn't read or write, and they were considered the lowest levels of the society. Only the upper echelons who was able to read and write couldn't have access to many more things. How are you going to have an interaction? How are you going to buy something or sell something if you can't write, if you can't even sign the paper, you can't even be involved in these transactions in the right way? Of course, there's contactless and paperless and yada yada with credit cards and debit cards, but fundamentally, it's a crucial skill, a crucial element to have, and it's really good for therapeutic reasons. It's really good for motoric reasons, holding the pencils and the papers and the aspects in the right way, but it's also good for mental health, and it's also good for different aspects when we write and we're involved in writing in our life. Write this, write that, write it down, write it across town. And by the way, even typing is good, I've mentioned over the course of this session, but writing is even better. You have a shopping list, it might be better even to write the list, because what if the battery dies on the phone? Or what if you misplace the app? Or what if you accidentally erase it on a paper? Unless you're actively using an eraser, it's not going to erase, it's going to be there. So writing is really fundamental. Writing is really crucial. Writing is really key. And writing can really help in all elements. Make sure to write a little bit every day in different ways, and hopefully it could be used as a medium for you or someone you know, because writing is key. And all those activities that help us hold the pencil, the marker, the crayon, the colored pencil in the right way all can help. And we're focusing on the thumb, the pointer, and the middle finger, and that's key and elementary when it comes to writing. So good luck, and may you go out and write as well. Keep writing a major part of your life, handwriting too, and make sure it's embedded in different activities and different aspects in different ways throughout all different days. This has been the Tani Talk Sessions, where we talk a topic for the week for the audience members to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.